city. Discovery, the hallmark of humanity.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
The great shaper of our destiny. The great motivator of our times.
Excuse me, do you know
now,
the way to
sit back
Kansas
and discover amazing
city.
Stories. Meet interesting people and learn remarkable facts that have shaped your hometown. This is Kansas City.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
Welcome to This Is Kansas City. My name's Brian Boger. I'm your host, and we have a big show for you today. What we've put together today is truly another entrepreneurial spirit here in our Kansas City community. And I'm going to introduce our guest and all that. But first, I need to thank a couple of our sponsors. One is our main sponsor. This show is brought to you by Evolve KC. What do they do? Well, Evolve KC is a complete business solutions group. So whether you're looking for website design, for digital marketing, for listing services, for social media management, or if you're tired of paying all those credit card fees, do you see, as a business owner, I mean, I was in the restaurant business for a while, and I can't even imagine making a profit with what they're charging fees for now. It's just, you know, that just cuts right into your bottom line, and you have to pay them. But that people don't understand that a restaurant doesn't, I mean, they clear 6 to 8 to 10% profit margin, and you take 3 to 5% of that away from them in credit card fees. Well, they found a way to eliminate all of that. You don't have to pay any fees. Pay a flat monthly fee around $100, and you don't have to pay any of those fees ever again. Go evolvekc.com for more information. That's go evolvekc.com for more information. Also, remember to get those carpets cleaned. So we've had all of this rain now, and we had this horrible winter where you tracked in salt and all of that. And if you have a busy household, I bet those carpets are really dirty. Go to ZeroResKC.com for more information. They use a patented water solution, not any heavy chemicals and all that that's going into your carpet. It dries fast, and it works. I can tell you from personal experience, I had my restaurants cleaned with ZeroRes, and they brought them back to new. You can imagine the traffic in a restaurant. Well, they brought them back to new. Every time they would come out, it looked like brand new carpeting. ZeroResKC.com. They have monthly specials. I encourage you all to get that done. And while you're there online, they have specials on duct cleaning. Get all those allergens out of the house that built up all winter long. I mean, that could be... That can really cause damage to the respiratory system and cause you to have more allergies. So get those things cleaned out. They have specials every month. ZeroResKC.com. Now, I briefly would like to introduce our guest that's going to be coming on the show. And Susan Hatton, is that pronounced right?
Right.
Susan is in studio, and she is... the owner?
Yes.
The owner of Lolly's Boutique Women's Clothing. Mm-hmm. Briefly give me an introduction to what Lolly's is. I mean, the name speaks for itself.
Right.
But...
Right. We are a women's boutique that's located in Park Place, and we carry, you know, clothing, dresses, tops, skirts, pants, all of that, plus accessories, purses, bags, jewelry, and a little bit of home decor. And we've been open for about a year and a half. And when we opened, we knew we were coming into Leawood, which was a pretty expensive area.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to be the shop that had the very reasonable prices. So we have very trendy, fun clothes that you don't necessarily find other places, but they're all at affordable prices.
We're going to dive more into that when we get back from our quick break here. But I got to tell you that moving into Leawood, but trying to do it at reasonable prices, it kind of just, it's like, can that really happen? You know, I mean,
right.
But it did, and you've done it, and you've been there. So we're going to dive back more into that when we get back from these brief messages from our sponsors. This is Kansas City. Welcome back to This is Kansas City. When we left off, we had a brief introduction to our guest for today. Very entrepreneurial and took a big risk opening Lolly's Boutique in Leawood, offering great prices. But it worked, right, Susan?
Right. Yeah, we've been very successful so far.
And let me ask you a quick question. So how in the world did you decide to... Is your background this? Is your background
no.
women's boutique store?
No, I had never even worked in a retail store at all in my whole life. I spent 34 years in advertising, worked at major advertising agencies out of Chicago, Ogilvy, FCB, and then VML here in Kansas City. And unfortunately, I got laid off July of 2023. And with my age, which I'm, you know, older.
Yeah, I get it.
The odds of me getting a full-time job again in a large agency were probably pretty slim.
Right.
So I knew I needed to do something different. I wasn't ready to retire. So I had a friend in Chicago that had left an agency up there and started a women's boutique. And she was like, you should do this. And I was like, I know nothing about retail. I'm just not into all of that. And she was like, I know you can do it. She's like, if you can produce TV commercials for global brands, you can produce putting together a retail store. And so I was like, well, I don't have anything to lose. So I went for it.
That's a huge leap to take.
It was a huge leap.
Because you've been
right.
around all of these businesses that are mm-hmm. doing the advertising
right.
to try to make their businesses more effective or letting people know that you're even there. Because
right.
we are so saturated today mm-hmm. with so many businesses.
Mm-hmm.
If you just take restaurants in Kansas City, if you take the entire metro area,
mm-hmm.
we have over 3,000.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that many.
That mm-hmm. many.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know. Mm-hmm. And, over the past, 20 years, we've talked to a lot of them. We've mm-hmm. tried to get to some of them, but I haven't even gotten halfway through.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
I mean, there are so many that mm-hmm. you could, that people don't know about.
Right.
How did you, when you talk about a women's boutique, with mm-hmm. that kind of, and you have to buy, you have to do the buying for the clothes, and
yes.
you have to do, did you mm-hmm. just, did, so you decided this is what you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
How did you educate yourself on all of these buying techniques and all of that? Because
mm-hmm.
you could have easily said, okay, well, after how many years at the advertising world?
34.
After 34 years, I think I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
you said, nope, I'm going to keep going.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How did you do that?
Well, my friend in Chicago that had the store, she had told me, she's like, I'll tell you what to do. But she was in the process of retiring herself and moving to Florida. So she was closing her store. But she did. She gave me a lot of pointers, told me where I should go to market, where I could shop online, because I decided to do this the end of July. And since I had been laid off, I was unemployed. I was like, this can't take 6 months to open this store. If I'm going to do this, we got to be open in 60 days. And so it was between markets. So she had told me about online markets, which basically have exactly the same stores that go to the apparel markets in Dallas and Atlanta and all that. So I just got on there and just spent hours every day and pretty much just bought what I like. And so it's been very rewarding for me when people come in and they are like, you know, we love what you have, because I'm like, I have no training in this. I'm just buying what I would like.
You're just buying what you would like through wholesale outlets.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you decide. Now, the people, I know this, people in their head would be thinking, why didn't you just start out online only? But you said, no, I'm old school. I'm bringing up a brick and mortar, because there's nothing like walking into a store and picking out something that you like.
Exactly.
I'm the same. Exactly the same way. I don't buy clothes online.
No, I never did either. I didn't care about shopping online. And the big thing was, if this was going to be my new career, I mean, I was used to having this wonderful career where I, you know, traveled around the world, you know, for years doing photo shoots and TV shoots and all of this.
Very exciting.
And when the pandemic hit and I started working remote from home, I hated it.
I'm like,
I did not want to be. So I was like, why would I open a store where I'm stuck at home just filling orders? I was like, if I'm going to start a business, I want to start a business where I have interaction with people.
And that is what led you to be an award-winning women's boutique?
It must be, because we won second
place. You won the
place.
2024 Best Boutique.
Right, second place.
Second place, Kansas City Favorites, right?
Right, in the Kansas City Favorites for the Kansas City Star. And when the voting happened, we'd only been open like 5 months. So I was shocked, but, you know, so excited and so pleased. And I think a lot of that is because we have tried to create it where it's not just a store to come and purchase items, but it's where you come and meet people. You know, I mean, you know the people that work there. You know the people, you'll know some of the other customers. And it's just a if you don't know anybody, we're friendly. So it's a good place to come and hang out.
Lolly's Boutique is located at 5210 West 116th Place, Leawood, Kansas. That's right in Park Place. So if you're not familiar with the area, it's right off of Knoll and, what would you say, Knoll and 119th, between 119th and 112th?
Yeah, well, it's 117th and Knoll. It's right across the street.
Oh, yeah, 117th.
From the
okay.
AMC Theaters.
AMC Theaters. You got a lot of restaurants in there. Uh-huh. You've got a giant parking garage. I love the area. The only thing is, I wish I could see it from the street.
Right.
But, you know, that awful parking garage there.
Right. And there's one on both sides.
Yes.
So it's kind of... It's
a hidden.
It's a hidden gem.
It's kind of like touring the plaza years and years and years ago.
Right.
When you had it, it was just all gorgeous and all of that.
Right.
It's kind of like that small community where you can just wander up and down the streets.
Exactly.
During the winter, they have the ice skating rink, and they have a lot of things going on there.
Right.
And I mean, there's a lot of different shops there. So if you haven't been to Park Place, you got to go and check that out. It's easy to find. It's easy access. You have access off of 435, off of 69, off of, I mean, all you have to, it's right there.
We have free valet parking as well
in
the village.
Mm-hmm. And then free underground,
and
or
then free,
not underground, garage parking.
Garage parking, as well as street parking. And so it is. It's definitely a hidden gem. And there's a variety of stores. So when you come, it's not like you're going to just see one after the next that are the same thing. It's like, you know, we have men's stores, we have women's stores, we have children's boutique. You know, we have Panache Chocolate is there.
Yes, and so they were on the show this past year there, and you know, a lot of people, I'm talking to people, and I said, yeah, Panache is right. Oh, I love Panache, but I don't know where they are.
Right, exactly.
It's right up in Park Place. You can walk in and see everything they have.
Right. So it's a great place to come for to spend the day.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you can visit all of the stores in one afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, and so if you come for lunch, you know, go shopping, stay for happy hour. They have great happy hours, the bars there, and the restaurants have wonderful happy hours. And then there's, during the summer months, there is live entertainment three nights a week in Berkeley Square.
Yes, right outside there in this beautiful square that they put together. So everybody needs to go up there. If you haven't been there, go up there. It's Park Place. Susan's boutique is located, Lolly's boutique is located at 5210 West 116th Place, but you can find all that information out there by going to lollysboutique.com. That's L-A-L-L-I-S boutique.com.
Right.
For more information, or you can call them at 913-216-5745. So, jumping into this business, you're like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go for it. Did you have encouragement from people? Or is this just something that you just said, I'm doing it, whether you like it or not?
I had a lot of encouragement from my friend in Chicago.
Right.
Who had done this. And everyone else was encouraging, but I think secretly they were like, are you crazy? They're like, what are you doing? You're 63 years old and you're opening a business in a business that you've never had anything to do with.
But you kind of did.
Well, I had the advertising part of it.
Right.
Yeah. So that part I did. But as far as actually running
a store it and everything,
and
which is a different world.
It's totally different. Yes. And just the hours with retail, you know, it's a lot. So, and the social media, oh my gosh.
Really.
That's a whole nother animal.
Sure,
you know,
is.
I can see why a lot of boutiques have, you know, 5-6 employees, because you could easily use that many people to do everything. And for me, it's just me. I have a couple of people that are part-time when I need them, but not even full-time part-time. So, so it's a lot. So I didn't have anyone discourage me. I think they were kind of pleasantly surprised that it's turned out so well.
And speaking of everything that's been going on, or everything that I read when I'm doing the research, it looks like you have really made a success. You have not only picked out different fashion trends, just the ones you like, and I get that, but you also went a little bit further by adding in sports, you know, apparel.
We did have some, yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then you just recently had an event.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how long we have to break here. Okay, we got enough time. You just recently had an event.
Right.
And that event was for the Lolly's Derby Style Affair.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, so that took place last week, right?
Yeah, last Saturday.
All right, now, the Kentucky Derby is coming up Saturday, May 3rd, and it's one of my favorite. I love the Kentucky Derby. Now, you might think that it's the Derby race. Yes, it's 2 minutes, okay? So it goes by very fast.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole Derby is an all-day affair, so it's actually an all-weekend affair, mm-hmm. or even longer.
Right.
But it goes on, and it is so much fun. And if you've never been there, I'm sure you've seen it on TV. They wear the big hats.
The big hats, yes.
And, you know, the clothes. I mean, everybody gets dressed up. Mm-hmm. This isn't like going to a football game.
Right, right. Exactly. It's a very dressy affair, but a fun dressy affair, because it's springtime. You know, it's outdoors, so you can wear a lot of fun sundresses. You can wear, but the hats are the big thing. And that's one of the reasons. Last year, this was our second year having a derby party, and we've had both years. We've had it the week before the derby, so people have, you know, can come to the party to purchase what they're going to wear when they actually go either to the derby or to a derby watch party. And so that's why ours was the week before. But and there's not a lot of places to buy hats anymore.
I couldn't even possibly think of one.
Right. Now, you can order them online. You know, Amazon has everything. But it's like we were talking about shopping for clothes online.
Yeah.
You can't try them on, all of that.
Right.
So I felt like that was kind of a niche that was missing. And it was like, well, great. So last year we had a hat bar where you could create your own hats. And people, it was successful, but we could tell a lot of people were more just like, well, I really wish that you already had them made. So this year I decided just to strictly buy derby hats and fascinators. And it's been really successful. So
now that went over last week.
That was Saturday, yes.
Do you still have hats and things left?
We do. We have a fairly good selection of the hats and fascinators both left. And then this Saturday, we are going to take what we do have left and go to J. Rieger Distillery and have a booth where they will be available there for their watch party.
Now, do you know where that's located? What part of town?
Well, it's along the river.
We'll find out.
Yes.
We'll find out at our next break. So I will tell you where that is when we get back from our next break. But you still have the hats that you're going to, the ones you don't sell in the store or online, you'll bring to J. Rieger's Distillery.
Right.
And they're doing the big derby watch party.
Yes.
They'll be playing it all day.
Yes.
You're going to have a booth there.
Right. They have food and drink and music, and it's a wonderful party. And this year, I believe they're having some kind of a competition that's sponsored by Halls. For like the best complimentary outfit, or
is yours going to win?
Well, I'm not going to be in it. I'm going to be selling hats.
No.
But if someone gets there and they don't think theirs is quite as good as everyone else's, we'll have hats there that they can trade out for.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's a great event too.
That's so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And we try to make our parties fun because a lot of people are like, well, I don't need a hat. But so we always have, like, we have a horse racing game where you play this game and you win a discount on anything in the store. You can use it for whatever. You know, if your horse comes in first, you get like 20% off one item, and you can play as many times as you want. We always have cocktails, you know, we always have snacks.
Where?
At the store during the party.
Oh!
During our party.
Yeah, yeah.
Our parties are fun. We have a lot of fun.
And so how many events do you have going on?
We try to have one event per month or every 6 weeks, you know, something like that. And they always have some kind of a theme, and they always have specials and discounts that are available only that day. And they always have refreshments, and they're lots of fun. Sometimes we also have pop-ups, which this past Saturday we had Jackie Jordan, who is a local artist that makes jewelry, and she only sells her jewelry at the Nelson Atkin Art Museum.
You know, I saw that when I was doing some of the research, and I saw that she sells it there.
Right. Well, it's sold in the gift shop at the Nelson Museum. And then she sells it online on her website. But she came and did a pop-up. In my store during the party. And we try to do that. We try to have some kind of pop-up or activity at every event that we have.
Kind of introducing a local jeweler.
Right.
To the area. So you're helping their business.
We're trying to, yes. Yeah, we try to. I'm a firm believer in everybody helping everybody else.
I totally agree with you. Speaking of help, was it difficult to find good help?
No. Well, because I don't have any full-time employees.
Right.
But the ones that I did, well, and this Pat, the first year that we were open, I also still freelance produced for an advertising agency out of Minneapolis. So I did have full-time help then. But it was a girl I went to high school with.
Really?
And some of my other close friends, they're the ones that have filled in. I've never just hired someone I didn't know.
Okay.
So it's been pretty easy that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are truly blessed in having that.
Yes.
Because
yes.
That's mm-hmm. not the normal experience
right.
with employees for people who start a business.
Right.
That, I mean, mm-hmm. it. I know what you had to be going through because at one point I was in the markets. Mm-hmm. I was a stockbroker.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, no, I'm going to go to start a restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Knew nothing about it.
Right.
Why did I do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you ask yourself that sometimes. You're like, what was I thinking?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I, I mean, just one thing to another, and I'm like, okay, I have no experience doing this. Why would I take that leap? But it worked for you.
It did. I've been very fortunate. I have two daughters, and between my daughters and my close friends,
Were your daughters supportive?
They were supportive. They were, of course.
Did you ever have one of them come to you and go, Mom, listen?
No. They really, neither one of them were the least bit hesitant about it. Now, I think they may have been some of the ones that were thinking secretly, what is she doing? But they were both very supportive.
You know, that totally speaks to your character. Because a lot of people wouldn't have the tenacity to go out there and start that kind of a business without knowing a whole lot about it. You did have some counseling from your friend.
Right.
Which gave you a lot of the information, kind of a crash course into opening a boutique. And we're talking with Susan from Lolly's Boutique in Park Place. You didn't have a lot of that education, but you did have somebody who's been in the business and apparently still is in the business.
No, maybe. She retired.
She moved to
Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. After you started,
yeah.
She said, well, I'm out of here.
Right. I opened October 26th, and she moved to Florida the 1st of October. So, yeah, she was gone before I was open. So.
And on that, we are going to take a quick break. We will be back on mm-hmm. This is Kansas City. Welcome back to This is Kansas City. We're talking with Susan Hatton, the owner of Lolly's Boutique, located at 5210 West 116th Place in Leawood, Kansas. You can call them at 913-216-5745 or just go to lollysboutique.com. That's Lallis boutique.com for more information. You can buy the clothing there at the store, and you could just go in and browse and look. Or if you would like, you can buy anything online because they have everything online, and then you can get that. Or if you're just here for a vacation, walking through Park Place, and you want to get things and you like what you bought there at Lolly's, get it at home online to get more. Now, at break, I asked Susan, what makes your store unique and sets it apart from other boutiques? Because you moved into not a super saturated business, but there's a lot of boutiques out there.
There is, yes. And a lot of boutiques that have been established for several years.
Correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Correct. So you're not moving into a business that is absolutely unique.
Right.
In the fact that you're selling something that nobody else sells,
right.
But you are, mm-hmm. in a way. And what makes your store unique to you?
I think what makes it the most unique is that we try to carry fashionable, trendy items, but they're age appropriate. So our target market is really, late 30s, 40 to 60 and above.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to dress fashionable. They want to wear what's current, what's trending, but they don't want to look like they're 20 years old,
right.
Like they're trying to be a 20-year-old. And so I feel like we've done a really good job of trying to fill that niche where it's, the trends are appropriate for women, whatever the age they are that comes in. And then the affordability. We have really strived to be affordable because, we have a lot of women that are very well off that luckily are our customers, but they don't necessarily, just because they have the money, they don't necessarily want to spend it
I know a lot of people like that.
Yes,
and that's why they're wealthy.
Right, exactly. And so they'll come in, and you know, they're thrilled that they're able to buy stuff at a very reasonable price.
That is unique in and of itself, but also some of the clothing that you have in there. If you just look online at lollysboutique.com, you can find all of the information. Now, are you still the sole buyer for these things?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you continually change different things, different styles? Is this seasonal? I don't mean to throw a lot of questions out there, but
No, it is. It's very seasonal, and that's been one of the big learning curves. You know, having not ever done this before, was realizing why stores purchase their Christmas merchandise in July.
Yeah.
You know, which I was like, oh, it's still too early. I'm not buying it yet. And so then I was like really searching to purchase what I wanted for the holidays. But no, it is very seasonal.
Because they're out of it?
Because people purchase so far in advance.
So as a wholesale, when you're buying wholesale, you've got to get in there 6 months before
the
season.
You do on certain things, yes. Now, that's one of the nice things about doing some shopping at the online markets, because you don't have to have as much lead time as you do when you actually go to market.
Right.
And so that helps with that. But it is seasonal. We do have new items that come in every week. A lot of times we'll have stuff where we get new product every day. And so it's constantly changing. We are a small batch boutique, which means we only buy small batches of everything. So if you come in, we may only have, you know, one size or one piece in each size available. So if you come back a week or two later, odds are it's going to be gone. So that makes it a little bit unique, too. It's not that there's, you know, it's not tons of these items are out there in
And it creates urgency.
Right, exactly.
I've always wondered that about stores. When I walk into the stores and I'm looking for either a T-shirt or a light dress shirt or something like that, and I walk into some stores and it's August and they're getting their winter clothes in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, wait.
Right.
It's 105 out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they're already stocking up on stuff that they have to sell. I mean, to get the timing right has got to be a huge learning curve.
It is a huge learning curve. And I'm one of those people that I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to sell Christmas items in October.
Right.
I just am not. I'm like you. I think that's wrong. And
It is.
Yeah.
But you have to buy
it. But I have
them.
To buy it.
Yeah.
Because I discovered last year that if I didn't buy it, then the selection was so much less.
So now you're sitting on inventory mm-hmm. that you're not going to sell till after October.
Correct.
And you got to play all that into a factor.
Right. It is. It's a big puzzle you have to put together. And a good example is 4th of July last year. You know, it's not a huge holiday as far as fashion goes, but you know, people do like to have some 4th of July stuff.
Sure.
And I waited and could barely find anything 4th of July. So this year, I've already bought it. We've had it in the back room. It's sitting there ready to be put out. And then all of a sudden, it dawned on me, well, Memorial Day is just like 4th of July. So we've started bringing it out already. So which is a good thing that I already had it. Because
so,
if I hadn't...
That... Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now you're selling that now.
Right.
And that is part of the new arrivals that you do. You discover the latest arrivals and you stay ahead of the fashion game.
Right. We try to. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We try to stay up on the trends.
Your collection is popular. Updated regularly.
It's updated regularly. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the what's the easiest way to find out the newest trends?
It is to go, the newest trends that we have at the store
or
for us to find out what the newest trends are in society?
Both.
To find it at our store is to actually go online
mm-hmm.
To our website, to our e-commerce site, because everything can be sorted by newest arrivals. And so then you can see what the newest items are that have come in every category.
As a buyer now, how do you recognize those?
Well, it's...
Or is it just what you like?
It's a lot of what I like. I also am very fortunate that one of my friends that does work part-time when I need part-time help, she is a fashionista and has been, you know, that was her major in college. So she gives me a lot of tips. But I spend a lot of hours on Instagram.
Oh, just doing your own research.
Just doing my own research. Yeah. Scrolling and just kind of seeing what all the stylists are saying, you know, what all the magazines are saying, what all the other boutiques are carrying. And it's just really a lot of research.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm glad you don't sell men's clothing. Because I would ask you to please have them get rid of the bell bottoms.
Oh.
I mean, I can't
right.
take it.
Right.
No, I am not going back to the 70s.
Right.
I lived through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
I'm not going to look like Herb Tarlick from WKRP.
Well, and that is funny. We'll get stuff in that we'll be all excited. We'll be like, oh, this is very Jackie O, you know. And so it's fun to have some of that older stuff.
Yes.
Come back. But
I can see that most people now, they go, Jackie who?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. What? Tell me a little bit. We only have a little bit of time left, so I want to get through a couple of things. You can go in to Lolly's Boutique, 5210 West 116th Place in Park Place, lollysboutique.com. What is the rewards program or your loyalty program?
Yes, we have a great loyalty program. You get 1 point for every dollar you spend. And when you get to 100 points, you get 5% off your entire next purchase. If you get to 200 points, you get a $20 gift certificate, and 500 points, a $50 gift certificate. And so it really adds up fast.
A dollar is a point?
Mm-hmm. A dollar
is a point. Oh, that's not bad at all.
Right. And so the points never expire, and it does add up quickly.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. And so it's a really good loyalty program.
Especially that they don't expire.
Right. They don't expire, and there's no cards. There's no anything like that. It's all just kept in our system, and, you know, we ask you your name and look it up, and it's very easy.
I think that's wonderful. Briefly, outside the rewards program, I did want to bring up, we are broadcasting on AM and FM. We are broadcasting 94.5 FM and 1510 AM, which is an ESPN station. And our next door neighbor, well, our next door studio, all under the same roof, is 810 Sports Radio. And I was curious, do you ever carry, like, sports apparel for women?
We do carry, we've carried...
Not sports apparel, but...
Right. We carry Chiefs merchandise.
Yeah.
Yes. We definitely cannot keep up with a lot of the larger boutiques.
Of course.
Because there's boutiques that are established and they have tons. So what we try to have are items that you don't find at the other stores. But we do have a little bit of apparel. We carry Chiefs jewelry. We've carried the clear bags, the quarterback producer.
The clear bags, just for everybody to know, it's so you can walk into the stadium, right?
Correct, yes.
Because you can't go in with a bag.
Right,
that's
exactly.
That's not clear.
Right. And these bags are, this was Randy Mahomes' line.
Okay.
The QBP.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are made to all of the requirements. So all of the bags will work for going into the studio or into the stadium.
Into the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can come and I would imagine as the season gets closer, you might start seeing more, not a whole lot, but a select small amount of things.
Right. And we'll probably start carrying a bigger, much bigger selection when it gets time for training camp.
Right.
We noticed last year that was when people started coming in and really asking for it. But we do carry some year-round, and the biggest thing is because of our out-of-town tourists. We have a lot of tourists that visit the store, and they want Chiefs items.
I just have to ask you real fast. We only have a few minutes left, but I just have to ask you real fast. What, you moved from Chicago back to Kansas City?
Yes.
Were you from here originally?
I originally was from here. All of my family was still here.
That makes sense. Yes. Okay. So after you left in Chicago, you moved back here.
Right.
Which is your home. I was just wondering why somebody who wasn't ever lived here would move. But you know the experience.
Yeah, that was it. And, you know, luckily VML, which is a great agency, they had an opening, and it was on the Gatorade account, which was very appealing to me because I'm a huge sports fan. And so I came back when that was available, and I was lucky enough to get the job. I came back to work for VML.
Susan, I really want to thank you for being here. Lolly's Boutique, lollysboutique.com, L-A-L-L-I-S, boutique.com. We're going to take another quick break. Thank you very much for coming in and explaining all of this to us.
Well, thank you for having me. And please come and visit us sometime.
We will totally encourage that.
Great. Thank you.
Lolly's Boutique. We'll be right back. Welcome back to This is Kansas City. I want to thank Lolly's Boutique for coming into the studio today. Susan Hatton. One very, very entrepreneurial and risk taker is what I would say. Risk taker. You, after 34 years in the advertising business, you decide you're going to start another business. Very, very successful. Second place in the best 2024 boutique in Kansas City. Their address is 5210 West 116th Place in Leawood, Kansas. You can call them at 913-216-5745 or lollysboutique.com, L-A-L-L-I-S, boutique.com for more information or to see the selection of clothing and apparel that they carry. And by the way, they do carry a lot of accessories, too, so if you're looking for those kind of things. It's kind of a neat place. And Park Place is a neat place. I don't want to talk about one of my experiences at one of the restaurants there because I'm just going to let that go. But other than that, I've had nothing but pleasant experiences in Park Place. Now, we're going to be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and we're going to have a couple of guests on tomorrow, and I think we're going to close out this week with a wonderful guest. So we're going to find out more information. You'll have to stay tuned. Remember, you can always find us on 94.5 FM, 1510 AM, and online at thisiskansascity.com. At the top of the homepage of thisiskansascity.com, all you have to do is hit, there's a listen live button, click that button, and you can listen from your phone, you can listen from your car, you can listen from your office if you just go online and click the listen now button. Also, if you wanted, you could always send us a message. If you know of a really great business out there that you would like us to share with the rest of our Kansas City community, please don't hesitate to let us know about the business. We'll make sure we contact them. We'll make sure they're a good fit for the show. But I really encourage everybody, if you know there are so many businesses and our town, it's a medium-sized city, but our town has a lot of businesses, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of unique businesses, and if you know of one, if you know of a great restaurant, or you know of a business that builds wonderful decks, or puts roofs on people's houses, or does whatever, landscaping, restaurant, it doesn't matter what the business is, we want to know about it. This is KansasCity.com, the bottom of the homepage. You scroll down there, and you can leave a brief message. You can contact us, leave a brief message, or just send me an email, Brian at thisiskansascity.com. That's B-R-I-A-N, at thisiskansascity.com. Now, you all know what month is, what the month of May is, don't you? I know you all do. Did I say y'all? I hate that slogan. All right, I didn't say that. I am not from the South. I did not say that. I said, do you all know what May, the month of May is? And I know we name all these months for different things, but it's National Burger Month. That's right. Kansas City has some of the best burgers out there. I would put some of our burgers up against anyone else's in the country. And a lot of people are going to disagree, but they haven't been to Paul's Drive-In. Go to Paul's Drive-In. It is a staple and a South Kansas City landmark. They started the original Big Boy Burger back in 1960, and it's still there. So it's a wonderful place to go. And if you're looking for, they have a lot of other different sandwiches, but if you're looking for the original Big Boy Burger, celebrate that month of May at Paul's Drive-In. And if you're looking for any, if you're tired of getting all of those pharmaceuticals and you just can't seem to figure out what is wrong with, you know, you don't feel well or there's something wrong and you just want to figure out what's wrong, go to Spirit of Health, 5901 Main Street in Grandview, Missouri, spiritofhealthkc.com. They've got natural cures. They find the root disease, the root of your disease, and they cure the root, not the symptoms. So you can go out and get medicine and all of that to cure symptoms, but cure the root takes care of the problem. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock on This Is Kansas City.